Hillsborough County is staring at over $100 million in budget cuts. Among possible departments that the county is considering reducing would be the county's Hispanic Liaison Office, from 2 full-time positions to 1 half-time person. This morning, a handful of citizens complained about that. Angela DeVillas quoted census figures that say that Latinos will comprise nearly a full quarter of the county's population by next year, and said it simply could not afford to dismantle that office.
The Latino community has a language barrier unlike any other community. Therefore, this office frequently translates messages and alerts from the county. Recently, it was about water restrictions. Many first-generation Americans who have difficulty speaking in English rely on this office to express their concerns and seek guidance or direction to other county departments.
And Avila said she was boggled by the pay raises recently revealed that County Administrator Pat Bean gave to some of her top assistants, with the explanation that they have more work to do now.
Ask your neighbor, the Tampa Tribune, or any other media outlet if they're giving pay raises to the remaining journalists because they have more work to do. Ask small business owners if they're doing the same thing. Their answer would be no. Therefore, I demand you consider the Hispanic Affairs Office in tomorrow's budget workshop.
Ilio Eduardo Mueller Jr. said the county and the community is well served by the department and would be hurt by not having it.
You don't hear complaints. You don't hear lack of service, a lack of access from people that have language issues that are just arriving and building up this community, is the fact that your Hispanic Liaison Office does such a wonderful job. This office is in the community. It is relevant. It provides a service that is critical to your constituents, and I submit that it provides a service that is critical in you doing your job.
A man who identified himself as Kelso from Gibsonton said the county should spare both the Hispanic and African American liaison offices, which is also on the chopping block.
Hispanics make up 22% and African Americans make up 16% of Hillsborough County. These numbers will continue to grow, and if we do not continue to pay proper attention to these constituents, we will wind up with a large majority that doesn't vote, that doesn't get involved with their community, and will grow frustrated. It is in the county's own best interest to properly staff these offices.